This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Democratic U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of the northeastern state of New Jersey says he's been falsely accused of accepting bribes, but won't be, quote, distracted from Senate work. Menendez was charged with his wife on Friday. Prosecutors say a search of the couple's home found $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The indictment alleges Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps to secretly help Egypt, including ghostwriting a letter pushing other senators to lift a hold on $300 million in aid. Thousands of migrants have crossed into the United States in recent days, marking a turning point after numbers had plummeted in recent months. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Scenes of thousands of migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border are reminiscent of the influx the country saw before U.S. President Joe Biden in May rolled out a new policy to deter illegal crossings. Within a month, those tough measures, such as deporting migrants and banning re-entry for 5 years, drove the border crossing rate down some 70%. But 4 months on, and the early deterrent effects appear to be wearing off. Record numbers of migrants in the thousands have crossed into the United States in recent days, with many more still arriving by bus and cargo trains to Mexican border towns.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is on at the cusp of a historic breakthrough leading to a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia, but he did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. The U.S. had been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress towards creating a Palestinian state. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In rare talks between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, China's leader called on the West to lift what he called, quote, illegal sanctions on Syria, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The meeting in China gave a boost to the long-ostracized Syrian leader, who has sought to return to the global stage after a brutal civil war in his country. Now, Syria desperately needs foreign investment for its infrastructure and industry. Its dire economic situation has triggered protests in the country's south, where crowds have called for Assad's removal. Xi Jinping told Assad that China would help Syria to rebuild its ruined economy and counter domestic unrest by upgrading ties to a strategic partnership. But analysts doubt that Chinese firms will rush back to Syria, as they would risk becoming entangled in U.S. sanctions, which could freeze the assets of anyone dealing with the country.
A military judge at Guantanamo Bay has ruled one of the 9/11 defendants too mentally ill to stand trial. Judge Colonel Matthew McCall's ruling late Thursday comes after a military medical panel found that the man's abuse in CIA custody years earlier had rendered him psychotic. A military medical panel last month diagnosed Al-Shabe as having post-traumatic stress disorder with secondary psychosis and linked it to his abuse during his 4 years in CIA custody. A Yemeni, Al-Shabe is accused of organizing one cell of the 19 hijackers who carried out the September 11, 2001 attacks. There were emotional scenes outside Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday as justices ruled in favor of indigenous land rights in a historic win. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Brazil's Amazon region and some farm states are home to 1.6 million indigenous people. The case before the Supreme Court stems from a land claim by the Xokling people in Santa Catarina State. The state government rejected their land claims, arguing the native community was not living on the disputed area in 1988, but the Xokling were evicted in the 1950s by tobacco farmers. And in rejecting the state government's cutoff date, the justices said indigenous communities not living on their lands in 1988 most likely had been expelled.
The Venezuelan government said on Wednesday it intervened in the dangerous and overcrowded Tocaran prison in a move to, quote, put an end to organized crime gangs operating in the facility. Authorities said they deployed some 11,000 officers to the prison, where they seized dozens of weapons and bullets. The prison is considered one of the most violent in Venezuela and is home to the criminal gang known as Tren de Aragua, which is accused of committing crimes planned from the prison grounds. Venezuelan prisons are notorious for the ease with which inmates have access to weapons, drugs, mobile phones, and computers with internet connections. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.